Greetings, team. Welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Hey guys, thanks for joining once again and welcome back. What is the secret sauce of every high-performing team? First, let's remember why we're here. To create an elite tribe of leaders who use agile principles to improve their leadership game, which they then bring back to their clients, teams, and projects. There's so much information out there about what you need to do to be agile, but we focus on who you need to become in order to lead teams. Become an agile person, become a badass, and your leadership skills will improve. One of the things I'd like to introduce to this tribe is creating a culture of extraordinary. Too often, when teams come together in monolithic corporate cultures, we forget what a privilege it is to serve as part of a team. Now, part of the problem is that truly exceptional teams are elite. You have to compete to get in. There are no apologies if your stuff isn't enough to win membership. But in modern business environments, we just get who we get. So how can you supercharge your teams? Well, what I'd like you to try is creating a culture in which being part of one of your teams is a privilege. Well, how do you do that? Well, it's going to take a bit of work. You're going to have to build trust, get results, and then spread the word. And that takes a lot of time. But it starts with your attitude, and that is easy to spread. The first thing you need to do is introduce the idea that we're collectively part of something very special. You were not just assigned to this team. You've been extended an invitation to take part in something extraordinary. But what would that extraordinary be? How do you make your team into something that others truly envy? What qualities does an exceptional team have? What should you aspire to? Well, here's a list. Number one, all members are on top of their game, continuously pushing each other to succeed and improve. Number two, the team is unified around a higher common purpose, which elevates them to bring their best efforts every day. Number three, the team is constantly training to bring their skill levels up. Number four, the team moves as a unit. We spend a lot of time together, and we forge rhythms over time that work well for us, that we can reuse and automate. Number five, the team is open and honest with each other for the benefit of the whole. Number six, the team feels a sense of accountability to one another that keeps them from getting lazy or making careless mistakes, anything that could harm the collective team. Sound good? Well, now how do you create those exceptional team environments? Well, here's some ideas. You can inject competition into your daily team life. If the team competes, they start taking on pride and ownership. They get interested in outperforming themselves and others. But what kind of competition is safe and ethical, yet interesting? Well, you could try to compete to see who has the slickest demo presentation, who has the best team cheer, who has the coolest team wall. Just don't make it about velocity or performance. Make them small competitions. You could create a team creed and inject specialness into it. So here's an area where you can afford to be less democratic. You can offer the following suggestion as a lead-off sentence in a team creed to get them started. We are a team committed to unusual results. We push ourselves harder and expect more of ourselves than any other team you've ever been on. Something like that. Now, if you can, get the leadership to visit the team room often and to publish their impressions and support in a very public way. That will actually help a great deal. And finally, take some time as a team to come up with a joint definition of exceptional. Have the team visualize a future version of us. How do we operate? Are we responsive, fast, accurate, fun, competitive, collaborative, and so on? Let the team come up with the things they value. Now, if as a team you're not yet exceptional, be patient. You will be. In my opinion and experience, it takes two things: inspiration and training. So as a coach, that means you're continuously reminding everyone that we collectively aspire to greatness. Remind them what they stand for, what our vision and purpose is, and then teach them the badass principles to train them up. Teach them how to be proud of and celebrate their successes. Show them how to do focused work. Show them how to have the courage to jump, to ship. Show them how to be honest and open. How to have fun. Show them how to let go of certainty and safety. Show them how to be bold and innovative. To stand tall in the face of fear. To see criticism and politics for what they really are. Teach them how to learn from adversity and how to stay tough and never quit. So what I'm saying is, if your team is not already exceptional, become an exceptional leader first. As you slowly draw others to your example, they will draw others to theirs. And over time, your team will become legendary badasses. If nothing else, it starts with the vision, the desire to be extraordinary. Do it with your teams today. Guys, thanks for listening. You can reach out at badassagile.com or find me on Twitter at badass_agile. Until next time, stay badass.